The three-day summit brought together African countries who signed a budget declaration where they made commitments to increase the fertilizer use, but also reduce soil degradation in their countries. And for us as Malawi, we took time to give our narrative on what we have done over the past couple of years to increase the uptake of fertilizer, or the challenges we're having in the usage of fertilizer, and at the same time, what we are doing to make sure that we are reducing land degradation, but also improve soil health.
Minister, does Malawi have its own fertilizer company or companies, or do you import fertilizer? I'm asking this question because sometimes I read that farmers complain that fertilizer prices are too high.
Although we have two companies that do the blending, but 100% of the fertilizer, the chemical fertilizer, is imported. However, as a country, we've been working on how we can start producing our own fertilizer. We have some companies that are coming to start mining some of the components in the fertilizer. But even though the investment is pretty high, our focus, and this is what almost every country that did the presentation today, they made a commitment to start using organic fertilizer because that is what is needed to make our soils healthy. A lot of farmers are complaining that the fertilizer prices are high, but the most productive way and the most affordable way forward is for us to start investing in organic fertilizer in our country.
My parents are subsistence farmers, and as far as I understand, they did not use or did not have to worry a lot about fertilizer. If they did, it was self-made. So what's the difference between my parents and agriculture today?
I strongly believe that we've been brainwashed to believe that chemical fertilizer is better than organic fertilizer. Unfortunately, that brainwashing has led us to lose a lot of money through imports of fertilizer, and that also has led to soil degradation because the nutrients in the soil are no longer there. We are reaping the fruits of our being brainwashed to believe that what our parents and grandparents were doing was bad. But after realizing that what our parents and grandparents were doing was good for food production, we are now going back to the basics and encouraging every farmer, whether you're a small, medium or large-scale farmer, you are supposed to be using organic fertilizer because we need that organic matter back in the soil.
Minister Kawale, it's so nice to talk with you, and thank you very much.
You're most welcome.